We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's not really tradition. I just got a pumpkin spice latte in the autumn.
In your ungs.
How do we feel about fellas in ungs?
I think it's kind of hot.
I think it's hot if it's a certain fella.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And if he's wearing them ironically.
And if he's ironic about it. Do you know what I mean? I did see a fella going around Stratford the other day wearing the Uggs.
Not ironically.
And I had to run for the hills. I said someone called the police. She said wearing Uggs. She's not doing it ironically. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
We're still here, girls.
Still here. No hauntings happening here.
No exorcisms. We're sorted.
I think the ghosts know better than to come for us.
I know, yeah.
I just feel like they know we're very annoying and they couldn't cope with living in the gap
for us.
Yeah,
I was thinking the exact same.
We're very annoying.
But maybe as well they travel through the microphone and to someone who listened to the podcast and they're haunting them now.
Well, the amount of people who wrote in were like, oh my God, as soon as I heard the mention of a Ouija board, I had to stop listening. I was like, you're missing out on some golden content, girly.
We didn't even do it.
We barely even did it. And then I was chatting to my friend Gabs over the gym and she was like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about you doing the Ouija board. And she was telling her boyfriend we did a Ouija board and he was going, nah, you're messing with dark spirits there. It's MDF.
It's Monopoly.
It's essentially scary Monopoly.
But like if you believe in Ouija boards, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you believe in dark magic or whatever, sorry. But also not sorry, because we had a scream.
It was fun.
How was everyone's Halloween? This is happening on the Monday. We haven't actually had the Halloween yet because we're recording a few days prior.
Did people get dressed up? I want to know. I can't wait to see the pics.
I just want to see pics of cute kids being adorable in cute outfits.
Pumpkins.
Did you see that one? Because obviously the school's closed for midterms, so a few of them got dressed up for school already. Did you see the fella going as the Dublin bus conductor?
Yeah, that was adorable.
Oh my God, melted my heart.
I want to dress my baby up as Cupid. I just think they're the cutest.
Oh, that's
I'd
really
make
cute.
Him a cotton wool cloud to sit on. I'd have obviously a nappy. And then
obviously it would be niggas.
And then a bow and arrow.
That's cute.
And some wings.
Stupid Cupid. You'd be stupid.
What?
It was like a couple's costume.
Oh,
you're
no.
You're stupid, he's Cupid.
No, I'm going to just wear all blue and I'm going to be the sky that he's raging on.
Oh, stupid Cupid.
Anyway. What else has happened this week?
I feel like we're kind of running away from the clock in the sense that people in Ireland are back in a lockdown situation.
I know.
Obviously, we've been kind of avoiding it here in London. I do think only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time. We're heading there, all right, I'd say. Yeah.
Before Christmas, I reckon something could happen.
Yeah, I'm just using that gym while we can, you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's me too. They're saying at the moment, the gyms are the new nightclubs in London. Not because people are hopping off each other or whatever, but like that's where the flirting now has to take place.
They kind of are hopping off each other. They're cruising in the gyms.
In the gyms.
The amount of side eye in the gyms.
It's a lot, and I feel like I'm a bit guilty of it too, ATM, because you know what I mean? I do miss the flirting on a night out.
Yeah, but sometimes it's too much. Like, I was in the gym last night and I was like to some fella, oh, how many sets do you have left? And he took out his earbuds and was just like, oh, like 3, but you can hop in if you want.
What?
And like kind of gave me a look up and down.
As if to say he wanted you to hop in.
Yeah, and I just goes, oh no. I was like, I only have 2 left and I don't want to wait. And then I goes, I do the dumbbells, thanks. He never knew what to do.
You exited. I think you just wanted to tell people you were at the gym last night, did you?
No.
PJ is loving it because we put up a video during the week and everyone's commenting on his arms.
I'm not loving it.
My body dysmorphia is through the roof because everyone's going, oh my God, PJ, your arms, Kevin, be funny.
It's because I'm pressing my arm against my body, babe.
She knows the tricks.
I know the tricks.
But still, you do look snatched.
And thank you for your lovely kind words, girlies.
Thank you for your comments. But also, if you're going to hype PJ up, hype me up too.
They said you look like a good fairy. That's the biggest compliment of them all.
That is, you know what? I do think I look stunning as the fairy.
You do. Sorry, no. Tinkerbell, fuck you, babe.
And as well, I've long eyelashes anyway, but that filter that we used gave me longer lashes.
Yeah, they did.
So I was kind of weak for that.
Would you ever do the extensions?
In my hair?
No, in your eyelashes.
And my eyelashes? No, not a hope.
I love the girlies when they get them done, but then, do you know when they start falling
out? When they're halfway through is my favourite time. I nearly try and plan a visit home to Ireland for when my sister is on the last 2 weeks of her lashes.
I love it.
It's the funniest. Also, life hack, the girlies probably know this, when they're on their way out, you can use coconut oil to like rub them if you want to get rid of them.
Oh, really?
That takes me, yeah, the coconut oil. I feel like coconut oil is used for fucking everything. Isn't it?
You think you're a beauty guru since you started watching Glow Up, I'm sure.
Girls, has anyone else been watching Glow Up on BBC? I think it's on Netflix now. I know I'm late to the party, but oh my God, I'm hooked, hook, line and sinker.
It is amazing.
It's so good. You've been getting into it.
Yeah, but I just got into it because you were obsessed. Like, Kevin's on halls from work this week and he was going to book onto a MUA course and all.
That's the thing. I couldn't go away. I'm on annual leave and I was thinking, would I do something productive with my time? Here I was googling all the MUA courses because we do like to serve a look, but we can't really
Do the makeup.
And then when it comes to it, we end up just watching a 10-minute YouTube tutorial and we go out looking like that warmed up. You know what I mean?
Well, I thought my pink eye is alright.
Pig and lipstick, doll. Honestly, I use the phrase pig and lipstick too often, don't I?
Describe me as well.
No, well, it's describing us, so it's fine.
It's a sad day.
It's a sad day.
Who do they think they were taking out the middle aisles in Little and Aldi?
But who's going to be going into Little and Aldi if they don't have the middle aisles is what I want to know.
But as well, kick them when they're down, you know what I mean?
You know, that's awful. And I get they're trying to stop people from buying non-essential items. I don't want essential items in a pandemic. I want stupid shit.
Also, the stuff in the middle aisle are essential items that you just don't know are essential until you see them.
And then you're like, I need these in my life.
I need this toasty maker that doubles as a juicer. You know what I mean?
I heard that Girlicious wrote the song Stupid Shit about the middle aisle in Lidl and Aldi because they were so fond of it.
I do love it. It's my favourite.
You actually don't, because remember the time... Where is that going?
What?
The corner... Kind of
ottoman. Oh, that manky thing upstairs.
One time when we first moved into the gaff, I was walking past Lidl and then I saw they were doing them. What would you call it?
It's like a drawer.
It's like a trunk. Would you say a trunk? It's like an end of the bed trunk. But I was like, that'd be stunning now in the corner of the room, right? Took it back. Our other housemate was delighted with it, Katie. And then I was showing PJ and PJ lost the plot. I was like, look what I got in Lidl for 20 quid. It's perfect. He goes, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Lad, it looked like Santa's sleigh.
Yeah,
it was
stunning.
Manky.
Iconic.
It wasn't Christmas.
Yeah, but still, it could have been.
Ho ho no.
I feel like that was a good purchase.
Well, you said the other day that you hate it now, so.
Yeah, I hate it now. I feel like.
You're after getting better taste since we hung out more.
No,
me too.
You eat it. I feel like my taste has evolved. I like doing things on a budget, and I think that's why I was like, oh my god, a steel and little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll get the trunk. But now I just think, actually, in the long run, am I going to love it in 2 years? And case in point, I didn't. She's upstairs at the moment.
You are getting way more conscious with the buying, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah, I think it's good. You're always like, you're not just fast fashion and you're not like a very sustainable living these days.
I've been 2 months now without buying new bits. That's amazing. New clothes.
Fair play.
Now, I'm craving a pair of Zara jeans, ATM.
Mm-hmm.
Not craving going near Zara because of the queues in Zara. And also, you know what I don't like? Is the fact that you still can't try anything on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, actually, why am I going to go to the shops, pick up loads of these bits that I might look stunning in, but then like not even get to try them on to be feeling stunning?
And that's half the fun when you're in the dress room. They have the unreal lighting and you get a few selfies.
Now, not so fond of some of the changing rooms. River Island changing rooms, oh my god.
Oh, well, they just make you look like rotten.
I think I was at my lowest of lows. Christmas, I want to say 2015, inside in a River Island dressing room.
Really?
It must have been before the sales, because they wouldn't let you try on the clothes in the sales. Must have been pre-Christmas. And like, you shouldn't be sad at Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
It's the lighting in River Island, the lighting sorted out.
It's obviously a hetero team they have in there. Also, girlies, we've been loving you sending in the ics to
so
us.
Oh, so funny.
Very funny. Keep them coming. One girl messaged me earlier and she said she recently got the ick for a fella because she was texting him and he said he loved coffee, and then he went on to tell her about his Tassimo coffee machine. And she's just like, you don't like coffee so, because you're drinking the Tassimo. Do you know what I mean? Imagine that, waking up in a fella's gaff and him going on about him loving coffee and him going, well, I make you a cup of coffee, and you're going, Dubai, so
yeah,
right.
Delighted.
And then you go into the kitchen, you see him with the Tassimo brewer.
Well, we're never doing a Tassimo collab now, are we?
We're just shitting all over Tassimo, aren't we?
I like Tassimo. Every morning.
But you know what I mean.
We wouldn't do it, Tassimo.
We wouldn't do it. It's like the people who say they love coffee and then go into Starbucks and are getting their, you know, venti spice lattes. Not shitting on me either, because I love a pumpkin spice latte myself.
That's the thing. You love a basic girly pumpkin spice.
I haven't done it this year.
But it's your tradition.
It is, and it's not. I'm trying to avoid any of the chain coffee gangs ATM.
But yeah, to be fair, you are anti-coffee chains. You do support local business.
I do, and you know what? So what they've started over here, for all our London girlies, you're fully aware, and it's probably all over England, really, is it? But Pret have started this, like, coffee subscription.
Oh, yeah.
Unlimited coffees for 20 quid, right? And you might be like, oh, unreal, I'm having loads of coffees already, save a bit of money. No, sorry, but it's, like, killing the independent coffee gavs.
Yeah, and Pret coffee tastes like dirt.
And also, it's warm mud in it. Like, you're doing yourself a disservice by drinking it. But I popped around to the independent coffee gaff around the corner from where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there because they've been closed for ages. Then they opened up and she was like, but now, like, everyone's just going to press. She's ridiculous. And she's like, it's literally a husband and wife team. She's so adorable. She's so lovely. And she's like, we get all our beans from like a family farm. I don't know where. And I was going to make up a place where she got them, but I'm not going to. And then I just felt so bad. And she was like, you know, telling me all this. And she was so upset. And I was like, oh God.
No.
But I was like, you know what?
Can you hurry up and just give me my latte? My latte is going to be freezing cold if you keep telling me your sob story. Then maybe that's why people are going to prep then.
Sorry.
I'm obviously joking.
You're obviously joking. But then I went to leave and there was like a dead pigeon on the steps on the way up. And I was like trying to make a joke. And I was like, oh, maybe you'll get more people coming in if there's not a dead pigeon on your steps. And then she came out and she was like, oh my God. And she said like, she was like broken by it. And I was like, oh my God. And she was like, what am I going to do with that? And
I was like, trying to lighten the situation.
Now, the pigeon was terrifying. And I was like, well, I'm not going touching it, because I think she kind of wanted me to do something with it after her pouring her heart out to me. But I was like, bye.
You thought she just starts skitting at you like.
Nah, I had to run for the hills. I haven't been back since, actually. But girls, moral of the story, support your local independent coffee gaff.
Support your local independent coff.
Also, the coffee tastes nicer.
And they know how to steam the milk.
They know how to steam the milk. You know straight away, as soon as they've the wand in, which is the steamer for those of you who haven't trained as a barista like myself. As soon as they've the wand in, you know from that first release of steam whether they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
We could do a whole ep on coffee.
Coffee have to come.
Coffee have to come.
Remember, you were going to do a barista course, weren't you?
What?
You were going to do a barista course. No, I was going to get you a barista course for your birthday. Very expensive, I didn't do it. Sorry, you've your
also, I'd rather die.
Why?
What? That would be a shit present.
Why?
Because I love going to get my coffee. Why would you? I don't even have the equipment.
But we could work towards getting the equipment. You just get to learn about coffee and stuff. Okay, never. I didn't get it for you anyway, so I don't know why we're discussing it.
You got me Pussycat Dolls and I couldn't even go to that either.
When are we going to the Pussycat Dolls?
You owe me a birthday present.
No, they owe me my money because I just want my money back and I'll just get you something else because they're expensive as well.
Really?
And also, we were disgusted because just before lockdown, Pussycat Dolls performed in heaven, didn't they? And I was like, why am I paying 200 quid for when all these gays are getting to go see him for half nothing?
For free? Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. Remember the clubs.
Remember the clubs, girlies.
Remember the clubs. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get my consent. Hey girlies, we're back.
Hey girls, last week of the consent segment.
Oh my god. And though the segment may be finishing this week, remember, consent is ongoing.
It's ongoing, girlies.
It never stops.
So quick catch up. So last week we spoke about the laws surrounding consent, mm-hmm. and we also gave you a gorgy cheat sheet that you can use when speaking about consent with others.
You're welcome.
You're welcome,
girlies. No need to thank us.
But this week we're diving into an area of consent which is sometimes overlooked, I want to say.
It is overlooked, but it's equally as important in the day of the digital.
It's 2020, girlies.
Everyone's screen time is up, ATM. I can't even look at my screen time at the end of the week. It sends me.
So, girls, we're talking sexting.
We're talking sending nudes.
We're talking sexual acts that are virtual.
Virtual sexual acts.
Like any sexual act, you still need consent when it's online.
Yeah, exactly. And you should never feel pressured into anything like sexting or sending nudes. You should always be doing it of your own volition because you want it, because you're feeling a bit frisky, and not because someone is demanding it of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And girlies, guys, and our non-binary friends, mm-hmm. don't be sending nudes without consent from somebody.
Yeah.
If you compare that to the real world, mm-hmm. right? If I like someone, I'm not gonna walk up to them and just whip out my knob.
You wouldn't do it. Or imagine if you were walking down the street and someone stops you and said, hey, and you said, hey, how are things? And then they just flashed you. You'd be like, wait, what's going on here? Do you know what I mean?
So why online do you think you can just do that?
It is a bit weird. Fair enough. If someone asks you, like, oh, hey, do you want to see my nudes?
And I'd be like, 9 times out of 10 when I was single, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Especially Saturday night, I've returned home, I'm in the bed.
I like to peruse.
I like to have a browse.
Yeah.
Of the local area. Do you know what I mean?
But only if it's consensual.
Only if people have said it's okay for you to send it.
Yeah. Same with sexting. Don't be going all down and dirty with the talk if I'm just saying, how are you?
Just read the room. Do you know what I mean?
Read the room.
Don't do a complete 360.
If I'm like, how are you? And you go off on a 50 Shades of Grey rant, I'm going to be like, can you just calm down a second?
Babe, I'm just having a cup of tea and I'm watching my Netflix. And you're going on about playing with yourself in the lab, huh? There's no need for it. And girlies, if someone keeps being persistent and sends you unwanted nudes and sending you dirty messages that you're not up for, just block delete. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100% block delete, but also, what a freak.
But I've been in situations before where, like, someone would have sent me a dick pic, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what the heck? And then I'd see him out and they wouldn't look at me twice. And I'm going, babe, you've no bother showing me your willy, but then you won't even show me the pupils of your eyes. Do you know what I mean?
Pupils, I did. But people be getting very brave online.
Very brave online. And I do kind of get it, because, like, in the height of the pandemic, when you can't be, like, seeing too many people, you can't be flirting in the club.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people have gone digital.
Digital.
With the sexy bits. But, Lance, just make sure the person you're engaging with the sexual bits online is comfortable with it and is giving you their consent.
Yeah, it's literally the same thing. Also, girlies, obviously it's illegal to share sexually explicit content of someone who's under 18.
And this is true also if the person under 18 is sharing content of themselves. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. It's illegal. Go out into the park, read a book, or do a TikTok or something that other young people do. Do you know what I mean?
Also, girlies, on a personal level, if I'm sending you a nude that I just consented to give you, don't be going showing your friends.
Stop sharing. Sharing's not caring in this instance.
No.
You were given the nude to someone specifically. You want them to have it, not their friends. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm sorry, Neil. And if you compare this to the real world and you're having sex with someone, right, and they didn't ask you could their roommate watch and he's outside the window looking in, you'd be like, what's going on?
You'd have a heart attack.
So, yeah, don't be sending the nudes around, girlie, unless you have consent.
And as well, if I'm taking a nude, I'm going through an awful lot of effort to take a nude. I'm not the type of fella who can hop out the shower and press click, turn on the flash, and I'm sorted. I'm art directing the nudes.
The lighting needs to be on point.
The bedroom needs to be looking stunning. Mm-hmm. And also, if I'm taking a nude, I like to do it post the gym pump.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of effort is going into the nudes. Don't go sharing it with everyone.
Don't go sharing, babe.
Don't do it.
To summarize, girlies, just like you'd ask consent for a sexual act in the real world, you ask for it virtually.
Consent is paramount.
Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning.
So that's it, girlies. This is our final week of doing the consent segment with the HSE, but it's just the beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. We want to keep the dialogue going.
We're normalising it, girlies.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
And don't forget our sexy campaign slogan, mm-hmm, girlies, which is, before things get sensual, you gotta
make it consensual.
And if you have been affected by any of the content discussed and you want some support, you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre. They have a 24-hour number. It's 1800-77-88-88.
And if you want any more info, you can visit sexualwellbeing.ie/consent. Anyway, into this week's theme.
Mm-hmm.
The theme for this week is fears and phobias.
Alexa, play The Fear by Lily Allen.
That was an easy one.
That was an easy one.
I love Miss Lily.
Lily Allen from
Spotify. She's very low, is she?
She is. She's about to press the well. It's very a change down in the season. Is that good?
Yeah.
Lovely intro.
Lily Allen is an icon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she's like famous in MySpace?
MySpace is how she started off. Care about
funny. Is it weird that I think of Lily Allen? I just think of Fringe.
Fringe.
Shake.
Her and Claudia Winkleman. Actually, I love Lily Allen. Yes. Not the biggest fan of Claudia Winkleman. But don't send her hate, girls.
Can we get a bouncing click? And on the hips. Bounce.
I see a load of candy.
Candy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like people going around with newspapers.
I see a lot of step, step down, and yeah, step, step
up.
Step, step down, step, step up. Right, cartwheel.
Cartwheel over, yeah. Assisted.
Skip. Hand off, bell.
Alexa?
Bounce off, shoulder shrugs.
Stop. Someone wrote to us during the weekend and said they want to get merch on it. They want a hoodie with that just says Alexa stop, because they think it's the funniest part of the podcast. I didn't know how to react to that.
It's just the command.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, it's really funny. And I was like, I don't know if I like things being funny that I don't know about, because then I feel like the joke's on me. Do you know what I mean?
Also, we can't print t-shirts saying Alexa stop because we'd be sued by Amazon.
Yeah, and also that Jeff Bezos bugger is already like getting
rich enough girlies
money.
We should actually change it.
We should really change it. Are there
don't
any
talk
Irish
about it, she's in the room. We'll talk about it afterwards when she's not here.
But surely like people are missing a trick by not having an Irish Alexa. Imagine having an Irish Alexa around the gaff.
Saoirse. Saoirse.
She'd be like, what?
Play graffiti on the wall by the Wolf Tones.
Imagine having her inside in the house.
That would be a scream.
That would be a scream.
And I'd love if she pure banter. She'd be like, no, go on away, you play it.
Yeah, or you'd be like, Saoirse, how long left in my timer? And she'd be like, wait, give me 1 minute.
I certainly do.
She's
you're
weird.
One of my favourite humans.
Oh, she's crawling back to you.
What's she going on about?
She just said you're one of her favourite humans, because we're talking about Saoirse.
What the heck was that about?
They're listening.
That's weird. Isn't it?
We love you, babe.
We love her, but do we? I actually, you know what? Like, not to give your man more money.
Yeah.
But I do love having the Alexa. I just prefer being woken up by her, and I love not having to look at my phone to turn off an alarm. I just say, Alexa, stop, whatever, and it turns off the alarm. And that is kind of, I like just using my voice, because imagine I'm waking up and my eyes are closed.
Yeah, it is the most annoying thing ever.
What is?
To hear you do that.
Is it?
When I'm upstairs and I hear, dun, dun, and you go, Alexa, stop. I just want to be like, shut up.
Really?
Just reach over and press stop.
You can't, can you?
Well, I don't know, but if, like, on my alarm, I have to reach over and press stop.
I just love lying in the bed. I think that's one of life's simple pleasures.
Why it annoys me, though, is because I know you love it so much. And oh. I can just picture, I could picture you being like...
With my eye mask.
Alexa, with your eye mask going, Alexa, stop. I'm thinking you're that bitch.
Yeah.
And I just roll my eyes every time I hear you.
Alexa, lights on.
Anyway, rant over.
Lily Allen, she needs to make a comeback. But she's married now, so I can't see her making a comeback.
She does. I did give her a stalk on Instagram. I don't know why I got there a few weeks ago.
Because she got married, probably. A lot of people were going on about her.
And who's she with? Chris, that comedian, is she?
She is.
The Irish fella.
Is he Irish?
Chris something.
We're so bad with names.
I'm so bad with names.
You're the worst with names.
I'm the worst with names.
She's just clever. That's why I love her. Like some of her lyrics. Because you know that lyric in the song. Obviously that song came out years ago and I didn't like think too much about it.
Yeah.
But then I saw recently on Twitter. You know that I look in the sun and I look in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's about the tabloids.
Really?
Yeah, because she's going on about how she got famous. Okay. And like, you know, because the sun in the mirror were obviously always like doing the dirt on her and writing shit about her. Clever out.
Also, I just love that she was like one of the first, she's basically one of the first influencers because she like started on MySpace as a songwriter. She was unreal. Everyone loved her and then she just blew up.
Do you know her brother, Alfie's a famous actor, was in Game of Thrones for years.
I remember the song about Alfie and it's all puppets.
Yeah, that's about him.
No, that's terrifying. That's one of my phobias, that video. Puppets in general is one of my phobias.
Puppets in general.
So, fears and phobias.
Where do we start? It's just after Halloween and we just did a Ouija board ep. We're gone very old with the eps.
We're gone very kooky kooky.
Very kooky quirky with the eps. But I'm kind of loving it.
I am loving it. There was a full moon on Saturday.
Was there?
Very that energy. What was your biggest fear when you were younger?
See, I think as a gay boy growing up, I had a load of these like specific irrational fears growing up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the whole idea of being like in the change room with the lads or whatever.
Yeah.
And just being, that was just a scary environment in general.
I'm the same because I was thinking as well when we were doing this episode, what was my fears? And all of them stem from the fact that I was afraid that someone would find out that I was gay.
Okay, yeah.
But like, it wasn't, I was never like, I'm afraid that someone's going to find out I was gay. I was like, I'm afraid that someone calls me a girl or says that I act girly or something, you know. That was one, like if someone was like, you act feminine, that was like one of the biggest fears of mine growing up.
One of the fears that I had when growing up was if I was over at a friend's house, right?
Yeah.
We'd be having a scream. I would already be dreading the end of the night if they're like parents that had to drop me home because I had a fear that it would be the dad dropping me home.
Oh my God, me too.
And I'd have to converse with the dad and I wouldn't know what to talk about.
Now, if it was the mum, I'd be like, take the long route.
In my element, grab your friends, we're going on a road trip.
Bring the Pino.
But age 12.
If it's the dad, I'm like, this is my house. And he's like, but we just got out the drive. And I'm like, yeah, I'm your neighbour now, bye. And I'd run out the car.
But literally, or I'd be like, no, I'm getting the bus. Or I'd be trying to get in contact with my man to collect me. Because I'd be like, I cannot get into a car journey with this person. And as well, what was wrong with those friends who were like, see ya, get in the car with me, babe.
Come back with me, babe.
Do you know what I mean?
It's grand if you're with the friend. But when you're with the, because as well, that you can know that the dad's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he's like, so, you playing any sport? And then I have to be like,
oh God.
Yeah. I play tennis.
But the thing is, I was always with my friends from dancing or from acting. And then they'd be like, trying to make conversation about that, which I used to just hate. They'd be like, oh, so you do the dancing with Susan, so do you? And I'm like, yeah, love it.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? Or as well, on just like chatting to men about sport in general. When I used to work in the hospital in the CUH, sometimes we had to pop down to A&E where they had a smaller Coffee Doc Junior. They didn't call it that. I think they were missing a trick. But anyway, we had to call down there sometimes with stock or whatever, and I'd always end up in a lift with one of the hospital porters who were all in their 50s and 60s or whatever, and they'd always be trying to chat to me about a match because it would always be a Sunday.
Oh, no.
And they'd always be like, oh, aren't you good? You can't be watching the match. But literally, there was one of the porters there, like, and I remember I was like, I can't have it with him. I can't even entertain it. So I remember I got into the lift one time with him, and he was saying something to me about a match, and I just goes, no comprende. I had to pretend I was Spanish.
You were Pedro at the weekends.
See, I was.
I love it.
Do you know what I mean? The fear.
I'm trying to think what of my fears were not gay.
What fears were not gay? Make it not gay. That's tough.
That's tough.
That's a tough one. I don't know.
But it's so funny, some of the fears now that I had when I was younger, I have the opposite fear. So like when I was younger, I was afraid that people would find out that I am gay, and now I'm afraid that people don't know.
Yeah.
Like if I go into a room and people don't know I'm gay, I need to tell them.
You need to let everyone know. You need to let them know you're that bitch.
I do it secretly though, so I always go, yeah, and my boyfriend.
Love.
Boy. Friend, not girlfriend.
I love it.
Boyfriend. But when I'm in my pink Playboy hoodie, they obviously know.
Yeah. I think, is this a gay one? But I remember going to the barbers, like, back in Cork was always a bit of a...
Yeah.
Because I think, first of all, barbershops in general are a very masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit like, oh my God, do I even fit in? And also there's the fear of them making a bams of your hair.
And you have to be like, yeah, it looks stunning.
I love it. It's divine. You need to cut my hair every week. You know what I mean?
I only ever went to girl barbers for that reason.
Yeah, I tried to, in my later years, only go to girl barbers. Because initially, when we were really young, my dad would just take me and my brothers to the barbers across the way from my nan's in Dillon's Cross. And like, you didn't even sit down and tell them what you wanted. They used to just tear into your head.
It was just freestyle.
Freestyle and hope for the best. And I remember thinking they were very rough and
very rough.
And
yeah.
I was like, but I couldn't say a word because I was like, aww. You know what I mean? Because I was like, oh, they're going to think he's a wuss or whatever. Yeah, do you know what yeah. I mean? So, yeah.
That's I had the barber fear as well.
The barber fear.
Do you know, I still to this day, one of my fears is when the barber gets the mirror to show you the back of your head. And like... like I have to, there's always a bit of anxiety because I just go, yeah, yeah, good, yeah, yeah, lovely.
I hate it. They need to stop doing it. I don't care what the back of my head looks like.
I don't give a shit. Also, I just trust you, babe.
Also, who cares? I just want to look pretty from the front.
I started.
Now also want a stunning ass. But I don't care about the back of my head. Do you know what I mean? You just got rid of some hair. It's grand. I want to look stunning from the front.
I just go. Oh, unreal, yeah. Unreal.
Love it.
Unreal.
I think I overdo it.
Oh, do you know what I do? Because I don't have like a regular barber, you know? Yeah. It kind of just depends on where I am in London. Mm-hmm. That sounds very dickhead. But like, it depends on if it's easier to get one by work or like hair, you know yeah. what I mean? And he shows me the back of my head and I always go, oh, perfect, finally. I always go, finally. Like, so I give him a bit of an ego boost, as in like, they're the only person who can do it perfectly.
You need to stop saying finally.
Like, oh, unreal, finally. I always just end up saying finally.
Now, also, another fear of mine to do with the barbers. Are all our fears to do with the barbers? I remember before when I was at a fancy salon in Leon C.
Okay.
Basically, my friend had been, and then if he recommended someone, they got a half-price haircut. And I was like, I'll go there, salon vibes. Anyway, they offered me a coffee. They offered me a coffee and I was like, what I'm paying for, I might as well get a latte. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got me a coffee and I was like, when do I actually go to drink it? Because he's mid-cutting my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I can't just have a sip of my coffee. And then he was blowing my hair and I had about like a full cup left. And then he was like blowing it with a hairdryer and all the hairs flew into it. And I was like, I'm going to have to drink the coffee. I can't just leave it after him going away and making me it. Do you know what I mean? Did I actually drink that coffee laced in hair?
I'm dead.
Do you know what I mean?
You coughing up hairballs for the night.
Also, another one of my rational fears whilst I'm saying it is the amount of times I say, do you know what I mean? I feel like if someone was to go through every ep and do an amalgamation of all the times I say, do you know what I mean, and put it together, I think that would be my fear. Girlies, if you're doing drinking games at home and you're listening to the podcast, have a drink every time I say, do you know what I mean?
Every time Kevin says, do you know what I mean?
Is it very Cork? You don't say it.
I'm sorry now. That's what my one.
Yours.
Drink when I say I'm sorry now and drink every time Kevin says, do you know what I mean?
And girlies, you'll be locked you'll in be no locked. Time. Now, also, we don't advocate, you know, drinking to excess.
Yeah,
do we have to say that?
No.
No.
Don't be the girl who gets pumped on Junior Saturday.
Don't be that girl. So, I'm aware of one of your, like, full fears, which I'm not sure if you've disclosed in the podcast before. I presume you have, because we chat about everything.
What?
Do you know what it is? What would you say your main fear is ATM?
I said it before in the podcast about not knowing people's names. That's one of them.
That's one of them. That's irrational. Think of something you're actually, like, afraid of.
Cold salads.
And you never guess what? I popped.
No, no, Kevin. No, no, literally, I'm not.
What?
I'm not. If you bring out a cold salad, I'm ending the record. I'm not messing.
Hang on a second.
No, I'll actually vomit.
Hang on a second.
No, if you... No, are you serious? No, put it away.
Did you not wonder what I was up to earlier when I came back from my shopping and I ran to the fridge with the toast?
No, I'm not. No, I can't actually.
I'm not going to open it up.
It's the smell.
I haven't opened it yet.
No, literally, I'm not messing. Don't.
I can't deal with the dramatics.
You're going to ruin the record. I won't be able to do it.
Also, the cone salad bar is right at the entrance when you go into the Morrisons. What do you do when you're walking past?
Is there egg?
There's egg.
I'm gonna get the vomit. No, seriously, Kevin.
Where is it? It's here. 1 second. Ah! It's closed.
No, because you're gonna open it.
Wait,
even
it's closed.
It's pure Irish salad too, lads. I can smell it from here.
You can't. It's sealed. Has anyone watched this morning when they get those fear specialists on? Will you listen to me?
I am.
Have you ever seen it?
I don't think you're not taking this seriously.
I'm not taking what seriously?
My fear. I have to leave parties when they bring up the cold salad bowls. Like when my mum does the cold salad in a party, I can't go into the kitchen for the party.
You'd never last at the afters of a wedding or a funeral. Yeah. All it is salads.
And manky salads at that.
Manky salads. But you ever see on This Morning, right, when they get the fear specialists in? It's actually horrendous what they do, so I do feel kind of guilty doing this. But you ever see there was like someone, they had like a phobia of clowns, right? And this person now is petrified of clowns, right? And literally, there's this man and a woman. They're definitely not even specialists. They're definitely just looking to make a quick buck.
And they go, bring in the clowns.
But literally, they go, send in the clowns. And literally, your one's just screaming in the corner and she's made to just like look at it and cry.
But that's not how to get over the fear.
And not at all. And there's another one who's a fear of escalators. And she literally, they brought her to the shopping centre. And they were literally like dragging her down the escalator. And I was like, would you leave her alone?
My man. My man is terrified.
Escalators.
Is terrified of escalators in London specifically.
Really?
So when she was over visiting me, I just remember this.
No, this is good. We're trying to associate your fear with joy.
Okay, when she was over here, every time before she got on, she'd do like shuffles, and then she'd put like one foot on the elevator and leave the other one on the thing, so she'd be in the mid-split.
Why did she do that?
And I used to be like, ma'am, it's just like the elevator is a man point. Just step on them. Like, I was like, it's the same thing.
They're the same.
But because they were going underground, she wasn't petrified.
Really?
Shaking, like.
That's bizarre.
It was lousy, but I was scared.
Does anyone else's ma'am have a fear of them? So like, someone's mam have a fear of, like, yourself getting on an escalator. Anytime if I was with my mam near an escalator, she'd be like, careful now when you're coming up to the end of it.
Oh, she's afraid of you getting on it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or when you'd be coming up to the end of it, they'd be like, come, just look what you're doing. And you're like, it's an escalator. It's just a moving step. It's fine. Now, one of my other fears is if the escalator stopped.
Yeah.
And I have to walk up and down it. It's not a normal stairs.
No, and also it's like an illusion, so it feels like it never ends.
It's an illusion. Yeah, I feel like I'm in Labyrinth and David Bowie's about to pop out around the corner. It's an illusion.
But on a serious note, can we just throw away the salad?
Oh, you're eating it, babe.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Babe!
I'm actually going to get ads.
But think of the content.
No, but Kevin, I won't.
But think of the content.
You have everything I hate. I'm going to get sick.
It could be you facing your fears.
No, because you have
plus a mukbang.
You have everything I hate. No, go away.
You like cherry tomatoes.
I hate raw tomatoes. Like, actually, that was going to be one of my fears I ever written down in my notes.
What?
I hate coleslaw. I hate lettuce in a salad. And that's where Corona came from, I'm sorry.
What, Morrison's?
That Morrison salad.
The Morrison salad bar. Just have a bit of it.
I'll try. Oh, no. Okay, go on.
I feel bad because I did get an egg one.
I'm going to vomit. It's
but see, the thing, everything had feta in it, and it would be unfair to me and give you cheese when you don't eat dairy.
I don't eat dairy.
Do you know what I mean?
You need to face your fear of not eating dairy.
I have a fear of feta. I feel like when you chop it, it goes everywhere.
I have a weird feeling that you're going to throw it on top of me.
Okay, but I put it back or what?
Go on, I'll smell it.
Just open it and give it a smell. I don't want you to eat it.
I don't think I can, I'm sorry.
Because I feel like people might just think we're pretending that it's here. Do you know what I mean?
I can't even open it. I know you think I'm being really crazy and irrational.
Do I put it back in the fridge?
Yeah. No,
I might actually eat it.
If you can't.
Why?
In this house. It's not, like, if it was a bespoke salad, like,
yeah,
a stunning one.
That's what I was thinking. Do you not like bespoke salads?
I'd have a quinoa salad with some
quinoa.
Kale.
Yeah.
Like a fancy salad.
Like Rocket Man now in Cork or somewhere, or Love Salads.
Yeah, but I just hate.
Not a sponsored post, by the way.
But I just hate those salads that, like, I can't believe you got one.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat. Really? I'm sorry. I'm actually, like, feeling sweaty.
You actually are gone very warm.
I hate it.
You all right?
Yeah, no,
sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Well, it's one of my biggest irrational fears.
But I've never witnessed it because I've never really went with you to a salad bar, so I didn't think it was actually big.
What's an irrational fear of yours then? Come on, let's face some of your fears.
I don't have any like that, you see.
Give me one.
I don't really have any like that.
Fearless bitch. I actually don't think I have any fear.
But I have smally things, but I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Like in that makeup show, Glow Up on BBC, this sounds like a huge plug, but it is worth watching.
Do you have to say the full title and the channel it's on every time you talk about it?
Also, we never spoke about this, but Stacey Dooley's a presenter, and every time she comes up, PJ calls her Kirsty Alsop. And I think that's the reason why I'm still watching it. Also, Stacey Dooley is such a random presenter,
But tell me she doesn't look like a Kirsty Alsop.
I feel like you can use the names interchangeably.
Potato Kirsty.
But one of the people the other day, I'd have to Google the actual name of the phobia, did the one with the pores.
That is a phobia for people, and I understand it.
I understand it now. Stacey Dooley couldn't get her head around it. She's going, what's it like crumpets? And I was like, Stacey girl, go on away home and read a book. But I wouldn't have an issue eating like a crumpet or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat a crumpet really anyway, but I've eaten a crumpet without any hassle.
I've tried to eat a crumpet.
Yeah.
It just tastes like a sponge.
It's just a bit spongy in texture, but
far from crumpets, we were weird.
But sometimes if I see anything that's too porous, I do get a bit, and if I just see something coming out of the pore, I'll collapse.
But then I would spend hours watching people popping pimples on YouTube.
That's weird. So actually, I kind of sometimes am drawn to that. So maybe there's a bit of ambivalence there.
Oh, ambivalence.
Am I drawn to the pores, but am I also disgusted by them? Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to think, is there anything else? I remember when I was younger, my brothers and my sister locked me out in the back garden, my nan's gaff, and my aunt had her dog around, and I was terrified of the dog, and they threw me out in the back garden when everyone else was in the living room, and they were just skitting at me laughing. I was sobbing out in the back with the dog. I was like, and as well, because I was young and I didn't know what to do, and you know, the way they tell you, did the dog smell fear?
So you kicked him?
No, I wouldn't go near. I was literally just like, I couldn't, it was a huge dog as well, and I remember just being like, oh my god,
oh,
I was
no.
losing the plot, and my brothers were skitting inside in the kitchen. And I was like, this is like torture. But I remember trying to like level with the dog. And I was like, I'm not even afraid, by the way. I was like, I'm not even afraid. But I was so
you
scared.
Sniffing his bum. Nice to meet ya.
Me doing some character work pretending I'm a dog.
You. Woof.
But I'm not really, I don't think I've many other fears. One thing, I keep saying I've no fears.
And
I
then
keep
you're
saying,
like, actually.
A fear of mine is sometimes when I'm watching Drag Race, right, and they have a guest judge on, I always think, I'd love to be a fucking guest judge on Drag Race.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then when they're coming down doing their runway shtick, and I'm trying to think of something witty to say, and my fear is if I was to get on as a judge and I wouldn't be able to come up with something witty.
Oh, well, you would, number one.
But also, what if in the moment I couldn't?
My other irrational fear, so at the top of the list was cold salads.
Oh my god.
I thought I was coming out as a cold salad fear. What's that called?
Let me see if it actually does
fear
exist.
Of cold salads. Google
fear
it.
Fear of cold salads. I was saying if we were on All Star Mr. and well, we'd be Mr. and Mr. not Mr.
We'd
Mrs.
be good.
Would you be good with me?
Yeah. Give me a question. We should do an episode where we do an All Star Mrs. and Mrs.
Mrs. and Mrs.
Yeah, me and you, sisters.
Now, there is actually, there's actually specific food phobias of specific salads. There's a salmon salad phobia in here.
Is there a clinic we can go to?
There's a fear of sourness.
Mine's the smell. It's the smell for me. It's the smell for me. Text me, girlies, if you find out what a fear of salads is called.
Okay, what are your other rational fears?
So this is my other rational fear from my childhood, but it still happens to me every now and again.
Okay.
Joe, if you go to the toilet in the middle of the night,
yeah,
and you flush the toilet,
I don't ever go in the middle of the night, but go on.
I have a fear that Edward Scissorhands is going to crawl out from the toilet, because do you know in the Spice Girls film? I think I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Do you know when they're in the house,
yeah,
and the guy, the paparazzi guy, climbs out of
the toilet.
That scared me for life.
Yeah, that is scary.
So what I do now, sometimes, and it only, like, it's a sudden onslaught of the fear, right? So I'd, like, pee, and it's just be normally be half groggy, and then I flush it, and then I flash back to that scene, but it's Edward Scissorhands coming out, and I sprint up the stairs and jump on my bed, because, girls, you know, once you're in your bed with the covers over you, one can get you.
No one can get you when the covers are
on. Yeah, that's another irrational fear.
I have, and this, again, stems from my childhood, but I brought it on myself, and it's people finding out I use an ankle sock as a phone cover.
What?
I used to use an ankle sock. I know people probably think that I had a load of issues as a child because I was going around with an ankle sock for my phone, but it's because I couldn't get a phone cover for it. It was a Sony Ericsson, you know, the ones that look like an MP3 player, but then you could flip it down.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
I remember those.
It was black and gold. It was stunning. I had that, and I had a fear of getting it damaged, so I used to use an ankle sock. I remember one time I was doing in Ballylicky with Padraig. This sounds so random, but we were in like the children's clubhouse thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like me and it was like a load of his friends, and they were a bit older. And I remember like half trying to impress them or be like, "Oh, I'm a laugh too," because they all thought Padraig was the funniest ever. And I remember we were like sitting down on the couch, and then the ankle sock must have come out of my pocket or something. And then someone was like, "Oh, someone owned this sock," and I was like, "Oh, that's mine." And they were like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, it's for my phone." I was mortified. Actually, I don't think I went back to Ballylicky ever since.
I still don't understand. That wouldn't even protect your phone.
Just from scratches and stuff. But it's in your pocket with your, like, change and stuff.
Is that when the foot fetish started?
Shut up. Shut up, you weirdo.
That is, that's the origin of the foot fetish.
Also, and you think this is weird for me, this again isn't, see, nothing scary.
What do you mean? Neither, like, are salads. Like, they're irrational fears.
Okay. But anyway, mine is plugging out my laptop before it's on 100%.
That's the most annoying thing. So we need to do, like, we're starting this record later because Kevin told me that he can't come into the room until his laptop's on 100%.
I need all my tech at 100p. Now, actually, it doesn't hold true for my phone. It's just my laptop.
But, like, it doesn't do anything if you unplug it before.
But that's the thing, it's irrational, and I probably know that it's not going to do anything,
yeah.
But like, I still can't do it. Lastly is someone laughing at a story of mine and then introducing me to their friend and telling me in front of the friend to tell them the funny story.
I hate that.
My skin is crawling.
Oh my god, when they're like, "Oh my god, tell the story that you just told me."
You're like, what?
Okay, it's not going to be as funny.
Not going to be as funny. Also, can I remember the details? Did I embellish?
And also, it's like, you're telling the story again, and then the friend you just told the story to is looking at you very eager, like.
Yeah,
and
like
then they're
that.
Looking at the friend to see if they're enjoying the story, and you're looking at the friend to see if they're enjoying the story, and back at the other person who just told you to do the story.
It's my worst nightmare personified.
No, I have a lump on my throat thinking of that.
It's my worst nightmare.
It's one of mine now as well.
Forget
thanks.
Zombies. Forget Freddy Krueger, it's me retelling a funny story to a friend I've just been introduced to. No, thank you. Goodbye. Blocked.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Please.
Okay, enough about our irrational fears, girlies. It's mm-hmm. time to get on to your irrational fears.
Exactly.
We asked you to submit them and you're all freaks.
What's going on? Actually, right. Some of these that I'm just passing by are chaotic.
Let's find a
few.
Oh
my god, there's so many.
There's so many. I'm dead at this one. My mams is that I'll fall on cutlery in the open dishwasher and impale myself and die. That's such an Irish mammy fear.
I feel like Irish mammy's fears are in a league of their own. Anything can kill in the eyes of an Irish mammy.
Literally.
Someone messaged and said, more of an urge, but sometimes I feel like flinging my handbag into the Liffey.
I get that sometimes.
But that's vertigo, is it?
No, that's about falling over. When you're up high.
But it's the urge to fall over, is it?
No, in vertigo you'd be all over the gap, stumbling all over the gap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I do. So, do you ever be like walking somewhere and you just want to throw your phone?
You want to lob something away? Yeah.
What's that about?
I thought that was vertigo.
No.
Now, a lot of people writing in and saying baked beans.
Loads of saying baked beans. Loads of saying ketchup.
Baked beans if they're touching the other items on my plate.
Baked beans in isolation. Isolated baked beans I'm okay with.
Are fine.
But if you come out and they're dripping into the rest, yeah. Nah.
Baked beans in isolation, glam. Baked beans touching other bits, no ma'am. No thank you.
But also loads of people are saying ketchup, and that used to be one of my biggest fears, but you know how I got over it? It's because I used to work in a hotel, and those manky kids be putting the ketchup everywhere, so I used to just have to be carrying plates full of ketchup.
Eating loads of food when I'm sleepwalking and not getting to enjoy it. Now, that's very niche.
But also, now that's one of my fears.
But have you sleepwalked before?
No.
Why would it be a fear of yours?
Well, I can imagine if I start and then you're like, you have a decent munch and you can't remember. One, like, it's not a fear, but it's a regret when I have like a decent munch when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I'm like, I didn't even fucking enjoy that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All it was 20 nugs. You love your 20 nugs when you're after a few gats.
It's when I see the box in the morning at the top of the bin, I want to die.
No, the thing is, I think you stuff it down so you don't have to look at it the next morning. But I always place it to the top.
You're so mean.
I take it out and place it to the top just so you know that you're eating the 20 nugs again.
You put it in the bed next to me.
Someone has said the food that gets stuck on the sink drain.
Yeah, I'm with them there.
You have a fear of it.
Don't come for me. You do it too, babe.
What? Leave the food in
you
the drain?
You always have bits of food.
No, I don't.
You have tapas in the sink.
When? Ever?
You always have bits of food in the sink.
No, you do.
And a big greasy paper in the oven. So don't come for me on this podcast.
The greaseproof paper in the oven's fine.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because you can't use greaseproof paper 7 times and the gaff be manky. What if I want to roast something?
If you want to roast something, you take it. I use the greaseproof paper to make less mess.
It's the messiest thing ever.
How? It's greaseproof paper. The concept of it is clean.
We need to pick this up offline.
Does that bother you that much?
Yeah.
The greaseproof paper.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
This one just goes, my own wrists, can't even look at them. They freak me out. Imagine being petrified of your own wrists.
And just going like,
Or what if she needs to check the time? She's fucked if she has a watch.
Oh yeah, because your wrist is on both sides. I was only thinking that side.
This is actually one of my fears as well that someone wrote in. The whole world is Truman showing me.
Yeah.
After I watched that film, I'm not messing.
I love the Truman Show.
But I thought my whole life was a lie.
Really?
And I remember looking at my sister Lindsay and being like, you're a fucking lying bitch. I actually loved you and you're an actor.
I do kind of actually like the idea of it.
Yeah, but like,
sometimes I pretend to myself that I'm in the Truman Show.
Do you?
Like, I pretend that my life's a show.
A lot of people are saying cotton wool. Are you? I'm okay with cotton wool.
I'm okay with cotton
now,
wool.
Now, the thoughts of chewing it is making my mouth.
But you're not meant to do that, I don't think. What about us as kids having that irrational fear of that, you know, the insulation in the attic?
But that's fiberglass, babe.
And what does that mean?
It's really bad for you. Like, you shouldn't. It's not a rash. You should be afraid of that.
No, I know. But I always thought that it was going to have way more of an impact on my life than it has. Like, I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm going to go through my life fearing of fiberglass. But it's not. It doesn't actually come into day-to-day affairs.
Do you ever get fiberglass on your body? It's so sore.
But is it?
It's loads of little glass things in your hand.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
How would you know?
Because they told me not to go near it, like.
But I think it's actually not a thing.
Really?
I think they just don't want you going near that part of the attic because you'll fall through.
No, I think it's just very bad for you.
Oh, really? We'll have to Google that. I sound stupid. Someone said knees. I dislocated mine and now I can't look at a knee without wanting to be sick. Isn't that awful? I think there's something attractive about a knee.
Really?
Maybe it's just the leg. Actually, no, the knee.
I think knees look so weird.
I think they look kind of stunning because they're so different.
No, they're stunning when the leg is bent. When the leg is straight, it's chaos.
It's chaos.
It looks like a baby's face.
Oh my God.
Tell me my knee. Look, tell me my knee doesn't look like a baby's face.
It looks like, you know, the smiley waffles.
Yeah.
Is that rude?
It does. Do you know what I like, though? There's a lot of common ones. So, you're like, as in, loads of people are afraid of worms.
butterflies, birds, fish. I used to be afraid of fish, and I remember having to eat in a Chinese restaurant when I was on Hulls, and there was an aquarium behind me, and to say that I thought it was the Last Supper is an understatement. I just thought the tank was going to burst and I was going to be consumed by the fish, which obviously is completely like irrational because the fish wouldn't survive out of the water.
They wouldn't. They would definitely die.
They would just die.
I was just about to say they'd drown, but they can't drown. What do fish do?
They suffocate. What do they do? Suffocate, probably?
Yeah.
Do they suffocate?
Jose said milk spilling, and sorry, that's kind of a fear of mine because when I was younger I used to drink pints of milk with my dinner and I spilled it all over the couch and my dad,
the thing is,
wanted to bait me.
I was going to say it's linked to the fact that our dads wanted to kill us anytime we knocked something, like the level of exasperation that my dad gets to if something is knocked. Even if I remember, like, because I have a spoon of sugar in my tea, even if it's a bit of sugar comes off the spoon, I might as well be spitting on my dad's pillow because he gets so frustrated by it. I'm like, will you calm down? I'll just sweep up the sugar.
You have a bit of that now, though.
What?
You kind of have a bit of that with us in the house.
I just think sometimes you just are a bit too careless en general.
Oh, really?
You know, with the cupboard doors. It's just because we've an elderly next door neighbour and I'm thinking of her. And
she
also,
she can hear me close the
cupboard. She sneezed before and I said, bless you. The walls are paper thin. I woke up before to her alarm.
Well, babe, you're riding fellas in your room and they'd be, they be moaning the gaff down and all I'm doing is closing the cupboard and you're worried about her hair in the cupboard.
That's obviously lies. Lies and slander. Parallel parking, me too, because I don't know what that means.
Someone just said, anyone still doing Zoom quizzes? And honestly, same.
Yeah, that actually does kind of bring the fear out of me. Checking my own bank balance. Oh my God.
Being accused of a crime I didn't commit, that is also a terrifying. And if, like, there was no way, you're just going down for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or being accused of a crime and then you've been taken into custody and not looking your best. Like, do you remember that poor one? Remember Michaela McCullum and she had that manky bun in her head?
No.
Do you remember the Peru 2?
No.
Do you remember and they were done for doing the drugs over?
Yeah,
I do. Remember your one because she was travelling the whole time. Her hair was manky and she threw it up in a big huge bun. Imagine the fear. Now, she brought out a book and everything, so she's really after making her money out of it.
Really?
Yeah, oh my God, it's the best thing to ever happen to her.
Loads of people are saying this.
I just read it. Hairy stickers. What's a hairy
sticker?
No. Felt.
No.
What?
No, do you know when you get stickers but there's a hair on it?
What are you on about? Do you know when you get stickers?
No, but you know, like, if you're doing a sticker but on the back of it there's like a stray hair sticks to it.
I don't think she means that. I think she means a sticker album with a felt sticker.
I don't think she does.
A sticker with hair on it.
Can we get a clarification on how hairy the sticker and where? One person goes, my feet touching one another without any socks on. Always wear your socks, girlies. But, like, I know people are afraid of feet, but I don't think people are afraid of their own feet.
No, I kind of like my feet touching when I'm in the bed.
So she never touches her feet off each other.
You'd be wrecked from trying to keep them separate, would you? I got onto my friend Sophie and I was like, what are your fears? Because I knew she'd have a few golden ones for us.
For a scaredy cat.
So she said, people rubbing their hands together when they're presented with food.
That's an ick, but oh my
That's
God.
That's kind of an ick.
Yuck.
Also, people taking pictures of their foods needs to stop.
Yeah.
Just stop doing it.
But that's an ick, that's not a...
But that's an ick, I suppose.
Let's she define said, an ick or a fear, guys.
She said, the video of Jason Derulo drilling out his teeth. Jason Derulo in general, actually. Jason Derulo and James Corden in Cats, the movie. I also have an irrational fear of setting up a GoFundMe and no one donating.
I actually feel way better now because I feel like less of a freak for having an irrational fear of salads because people have some weird fears.
Now, your reaction was immense.
Yeah, I do feel a bit silly.
No, don't feel silly because actually I kind of took that by surprise. I don't think we've really ever done like visual things with the podcast as such.
It'd be like me just like whipping out, I don't know. I don't know any of your irrational fears.
I'm not afraid of
You're
anything.
You're a fearless bitch. A couple of people did say they're afraid of people not liking them. And I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But I think everybody thinks that.
Yeah. And I think sometimes everybody does hate me a bit.
Me too.
Which is good.
Which is grand.
If you're being liked by everyone, you're doing something wrong.
You're doing it wrong, girls. No, but also, just don't be paranoid. Like, no one cares. They're all thinking about themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are so caught up thinking about themselves.
They don't have time to hate you, babe.
Baby, I'm only worrying about me, myself, and I. Do you know what I mean?
Never mind, put the fear of God in ya. Put the fear of mammies in ya. That was a poor link this
week. I was gonna say, from fears to two fearless bitches.
Okay, stunning.
Do we j'adore?
Rewind.
Kick a flip in reverse state. It's Ernst is a freaking in here. What is it? What's that line?
She just reverses what she says.
Oh yeah, but what is it?
Is your feminine for saying yet?
My fear is being at karaoke and having to do that bit and read it as it comes up.
Nuala Kirby, your go.
My question today is, what's the best meal to serve to impress one? Dear listener, well, personally, I think home-cooked roast and all the trimmings, veg, roast potatoes, and to go all out, have a starter and dessert. Now remember, you need to take into account their likes and dislikes, allergies, etc., and a few bevvies to finish off. Bon appetit and the best of luck.
That's adorable.
I love Bon Appetit.
One of my fears is your mum doing a voice note and giving advice and not saying etc. I live for it every week. I just think it's chef's kiss when your mum says etc.
And a few bevvies to finish off.
I love that. That's
a dream.
That's what I'd love. I'd love a fella to do a roast for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I love when you do the roast on a Sunday.
I like doing it because it makes me feel homely.
Yeah. Now, don't boil the death out of everything.
Oh, no.
Obviously, roast. And as well, I'm not even into cooking that much, but one thing I've learned from you is you can't overdo with the rosemary.
You can't.
Do you know what I mean? The more rosemary, the better.
The better.
I love rosemary on everything.
I do too.
I just think, isn't the name stunning? Anyway, my man.
So, hi everyone. My question is, I'm in sixth year and I hate my life at the moment. I don't enjoy school at all and I dread every day that I have to go in there. I don't even think it's worth going to school to see my friends now. I adored it before. So look, I would think that a lot of your friends and peers would echo the same sentiments if they were asked. It's so sad, and I'd imagine you and a lot of other people feel like this, and whether it's you in your final year in school or first year college students, or people trying to organise weddings, people trying to bury family members, people who've lost their jobs and don't know where the next bob is coming from. You know, it's so serious to everyone. And I'm reminded there of the poem by Yeats, referring back to the 1916 Rising. A few words in it, all changed utterly. And here we are, 2020, and everything, as we know it, has gone a bit topsy-turvy. But look, for the most part, I think it's good that you get up every day and go into school and do your work and see your friends. Social distancing, you know, but nevertheless, it's good to have structure in your life and very important at this time. So I'd be inclined to say to you, look forward, and we've Christmas coming, you know, and there may be lifting of restrictions, and who knows, 2021, I'm pretty sure we'll have a handle on this virus thing, and hopefully it'll be a better and brighter 2021. So focus on yourself and talk to your friends and family and take care. Okay, good luck.
That is really tough.
Yeah, I'm dead at the WB Yeats quote.
I love that. But
she does love her poets.
It's so tough with the girlies.
I think it's tough. But also, like, especially, like, you don't want your school years to run away with you. You know what I mean? It is your last year. You do, like, I know it's easier said than done, but try and enjoy it. Because, like, once you have to get out into the real world and think about tax and...
What?
You know, like, things like that. I just feel like, wouldn't you love to go back to school when you don't really have too many worries?
Oh, I'd rather pay a lot of tax than go back to sixth year.
Really?
I hated sixth year. Oh, you wouldn't pay me. You loved the Leaving Cert, so, like...
I didn't know, but outside the Leaving Cert...
Babe, I found a Rise-Wise in your wardrobe that you went to. You love it.
Shut up. You love it's not the worst year of your life.
I hate it, 6 year.
But like, I just think, how quickly does a year go? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll all be over with sooner or later. Just lean on your friends.
And what you're doing now is perfect. Just talk about it.
Yeah.
A problem shared is a problem halved.
It's a problem halved. Exactly.
Also, girlies, bonus round on the drinking game. If my mum says accessory, you drink. And if Kevin's mum says, you know, you drink.
I'm the same as my mum. Because I go, do you know what I mean? My mum goes, you know, maybe I got it from her.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to have to start their own podcast where they just give advice back to back.
Imagine if they were to start their own podcast.
The spin-off.
Mams really do know best. And you can have that one for free. Now, we're going to have to make a buck off it too.
Oh, obviously. We're going to have to, yeah. Girlies, that's it. Our fears may be irrational, but we're not.
Girlies, nothing to fear but fear itself. Look at me quoting poems like my man. Christ, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Honestly though, like, there's a reason they're called irrational fears, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. My God, I just remembered.
What?
One irrational fear that my sister has that I think will ring true for a lot of people.
Is?
Someone singing a song to her. In Wouldn't You Die.
Oh my God.
Imagine if you're sitting down on a date with a fella and you go, oh, you have a guitar? And they go, yeah. And they just go, will I play a song for you? And then they start playing the guitar, looking you in your eyes and singing.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
I think I'd pretend to faint.
I think. Do people do that? People yeah. Without a guitar?
In the films, like.
In the movies, they would, I suppose. And it's just where to look. You don't know where to look. I just have, maybe I just like look up into the sky and like just sway. You know what I mean? And kind of pretend I'm enjoying.
Anyway, girlies, thanks so much for all your submissions. I love talking about irrational fears because it distracts you from the crazy fears that everyone's feeling at the moment.
From the real fears.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Smoke and mirrors, girlies.
Exactly that. Also, new Patreon episode goes out this week.
Don't tell ma'am.
Don't tell ma'am. Shh. You're welcome.
Clickbait. We can't say that every time.
I love it though.
Me too.
Thanks so much. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the app.
Love you all.
Take care, girlies.
Have a fab week.
One more.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.